We are learning Maseches Tainis Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and I'm getting three lines from the top, two dots. Saying the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that when you daven for the Amud on Shmini Atzeres, the Baal Shachris does not say Mashiv Ruach and Regeshem. It only starts by Musaf. And when it comes to the last day of Pesach, when it comes to stop saying it, the first day of Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, you stop saying Mashiv Ruach and Regeshem by Musaf. The Baal Shachris says it. Musaf does not say Mashiv Ruach and Regeshem. So according to Rehuda, when do you stop saying Mashiv Ruach and Regeshem? You stop saying it on Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Break the Marakash like this. But Aminu, ask your Akash. At Mosai Shoyle Mesach Shom, until when do you say the same Talamata? Rav Yehuda Imachi Yavara Pesach, till the end of Pesach. Till after Pesach. That means the whole Chalamoy, you still say the same Talamata. Ramei Oimer, Achi Yavar Nisan. Until the end of Nisan, you say the same Talamata. So what's the kasha? If you say the same talamata till the end of Pesach, you should say Mashiv Ruach HaRegeshem till the end of Pesach. Because, and same Rabbi Yehuda, remember, it's Rabbi Yehuda himself. Rabbi Yehuda says, you say the same talamata entire Pesach. So you should say Mashiv Ruach HaRegeshem entire Pesach. Om Rav Chisloi kasha, kan lishol, kan lahasker. You're right, Mashiv Ruach HaRegeshem, you stop the first day of Pesach. But the rest of Pesach, you still say the same talamata. Which is interesting, which wasn't asked, that usually you think that Haskara, you'll say more not in this man than in Saint Talmud. He was saying you stop saying Haskara Mashiv Ruach HaRegeshem on the first day of Pesach, and you continue saying Saint Talmud the rest of the week. That's what comes out because you have Stira Rav Yehuda. That's only with the answer Kalish or Kala Hasker. Mishal Shalva Azul. The whole Yontif LaHasker Yontif Rishon Pasuk to Mask Mashiv Ruach. You stop the first day of Yontif. Omu Ula Ula says Hadar Achista. Kasha, it's shver, it's hard to understand. Kechaymus shanaim, like putting vinegar in your eyes, which stings a lot. Uchaoshen leinaim, kechaymus shanaim, which means vinegar on your teeth. Uchaoshen leinaim, and smoke for your eyes, which is not good for your eyes. Why is Rav Chisda so shver? Because ma'am makoim she'eino shoyel. So we're going to attach, let's say, the pshat of the other rishonim. Ma'am makoim she'eino shoyel. Madach in times when you're not shoyel. For example, right after Sukkot, You don't start being shoyel until either 7 days into Mar Cheshvin or to Gimel Mar Cheshvin. You don't start saying the same talmud in Eretz Yisrael, and still you're masker. But Malkum sheshoyel and didn't she masker? In a time you're saying the same talmud on Pesach, of course you're being masker. We're showing that there's a time always you say the Askara before the Sheila, and the Pshat is why? Because Askara is just saying that Hashem brings Geshem at the right time. A Sheila means I want rain now. So, therefore, Sukkot, we don't want rain, so we still can be masked in the Sukkot. Why? Because just Askara. But Saint Talamot, don't start staying until a little later. So here on Pesach, we're saying, you stop saying Askara, but you say the same Talamot? How does that make sense? Now, the way Rashi learns is a little different. Rashi says, on Shmini Atzeres, you don't say the same Talamot, and still you start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMer Degeshem. So how could it be on Pesach, you stop saying Mashiv Ruach HaGeshem, you're still saying the same Talmud? That's what Rashi learns. When it says, B'mokim she'ein eshoyel maskir, means on Shmini Atzeres, which Rabbi Kiveger and others asked, that makes no sense. You don't daven tefillah aschol on Shmini Atzeres. That's why we said the other pshat in the Rishonim. Bakaponim, Ula is asking Rav Chisda that I don't understand you. How could it be, you stop saying Haskara, and then you start and you're still saying a she'ela? She'ela is the thing that falls off first, before Askara. Askara is the last thing you should be saying. So it's back Shver, that's the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, our Mishnah says, you stop saying Mashiv Ruach the first day of Pesach. And here it says, you say the same Talmud the whole Pesach. Which means you must be saying Mashiv Ruach Mer Geshem. Elo Ma'ulo, Treta Noya Libra Rav Yehuda. It's Taka Machlekes, what Rav Yehuda holds. Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah will hold that you stop saying the same Talmud on the first day of Pesach also. That means the Chalmud do not say the same Talmud, like we do. And Rav Yehuda of this Braisa will hold that the Rav Yehuda of it's actually a Mishnah. The next Mishnah will hold that you say Saint Talmud the whole week, and therefore you will be saying Mashiv Ruach the whole week also. That's how Ula learns. Rav Yosef charges different terms. Rav Yosef Amar, my Achiyava Pesach also means the first day of Pesach. I Achiyava Pesach means the whole Pesach, and it means Achiyava Shlech Tzibah Rishon Hayerid Biyom Tiv Rishon Shal Pesach. What it means is that you say the same Talmud until after the Shliach Tzibur davens the first day of Pesach. Omli Abaye, heck it, and then fit in good, right? The first day of Pesach, you stop saying Avsukara, you stop saying Saint Talmud. It's very good. It'll stem the two things. It won't be a steer anymore. Omli Abaye, what do you mean? That makes no sense. You say the same Talmud until after Shachris, or after the Chazan stops davening on the first day of Pesach. First day of Pesach, don't say Talmud. because it's yontav davening. Omer Abay Hashav Yom Tamika. Omalei, I'll change a little bit like this. Ein shoyel matorgamin. It seems like if you Rashi, the minig was that the matorgamin who basically said over the parasha, he used to throw in a tefillah for the rain as well. So he, that's the last time we've daven for the rain is the first day of Pesach, and so he says Saint Talmata Achi Yavar the matorgamin. Right, the Gemara, the matorgamin shoyel davar shein tzarich letzibur. The kasha is that on Nisan we don't need rain. So why would the matorgamin throw into his speech about rain on the first day of Pesach? We don't need rain anymore. In Nisan we don't need rain anymore. So that makes no sense at either. El machavarta kedula. Pshat is like ula that it's two Rav Yehuda, two Tanoi, Aliba de Rav Yehuda. So that's already, we already slugged off two Terutzim, and we're still sticking with ula's Teretz that there's two Tanoi. We'll try another Teretz now. Rabba Amma, my Achiyava Pesach. Achiyava is man Shchitas Pesach. Abaye says, when Rav Yehuda says, you say the same Talmotor, Achiyava Pesach, it means until you finish with the Pesach, with the current Pesach. You will not say B'Sein Talamata. And it'll be similar to the beginning. When you start off saying B'Sein Talamata, what happens first? Haskara is first. Masru will get you before B'Sein Talamata. When you end also, you'll be saying Haskara after B'Sein Talamata. When is that? By Mincha, Ma'ariv, and Shachris of Pesach, you'll be saying Masru will get you after B'Sein Talamata. You say Mashav Ruach, even though you're not Shoyel, Saint Talmata. At the end, by Pesach, Masker Apishin Shoyel. You'll be Masker, Mashav Ruach, even though you're not Shoyel, which means from Mincha, Meir, and Shachris of the first day of Pesach. Omle Abaya, I don't understand you. First of all, I understand the Pshat, why you're Masker before Shaila. Tchilasa and Masker, Haskar Namir Ritzu Shaili. Because before you're going to ask for a favor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Saint Talamata, give us rain, you first give Shvach and praise, Mashav Ruach Rani Geshem. But here, after you stop davening for rain, what are you being Masker, Mashav Ruach Rani Geshem for? There's no praise before the Shaila anymore there. So when you stop saying Saint Talamata, you stop saying Mashav Ruach Rani Geshem. Pishlo in Tchilasa, Masker, Haskar Namir Ritzu Shaili. The Haskara is in order to be Ritzui and Pios, and before Shaili, it's a good thing to Meratza Hashem. El Soifoi, my Ritzui Shailiika. But at the end, why would you say Mashav Ruach Rani Geshem? You already stopped asking for this favor. So there's no reason to praise Hashem before. Ella Machvarta Gula. Again, we have to stick with Ula's Pshat, that's Astira and Rav Yehuda, and it's Tutanoi Li Rav Yehuda, which means again, that fear of Yehuda Varmish, that when you stop saying the same Talmudar, first day of Pesach. Nafkimin between Rabbi Yehuda of the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda of the first Mishnah will be, if you say B'Sein Talamot, Chalamot, that's what you have to say. Omer Rav Asi Yom Avyechanan, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which means, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, that you stop saying Mashav Ruach Rani Geshem the first day of Yom Tov Pesach, and therefore, you stop saying B'Sein Talamot also as well, like we do. Because it would come out also, not only do you stop saying on first day of Pesach, but it says that you start saying Mashav Ruach when? On the Shmini Atzeres, which would sound like you also start saying B'Sein Talmud right after that, because it goes together. So the kasha is this. 1 month Tanakhama says, the third day of Machashim, you start saying B'Sein Talamata. Rabbi Gamil, I'm a Shiva boy on the seventh day. But Omar Rabbi Loza, and Rabbi Loza says, Halach Rabbi Gamil, Pasuk Gamil on the seventh day. So how can you say, how can Rabbi Yechon say, Pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda? If Rabbi Loza says, we pass like Gamil, and fear of Yehuda, you start saying Mashav Ruach on Shmini Atzeres, and you probably start saying B'Sein Talamata right after that. And here, Rabbi Gamil says, wait to Zayin Machashim. I can ask you, what's Rabbi Loza got to do Rabbi Yechon? Teretz is, because Rabbi Tyson Yuma says, Avdalad, that every time Rabbi Eliezer says a memra, it's probably from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan. So therefore, it's a kasha that how can you say not like his Rebbe? But the more has a Teretz, I'm like Gavra, Gavra Karamas. First of all, it's not Shver. Maybe he's a Talmud Chavar. He's a Talmud who could hold his own. And maybe he says not like his Rebbe. That's one Teretz. But he's another Teretz. Like kasha. Kan Lishol, Kan Lahaske. That by Shmini Atzeres, you start saying Sheila before Haskara. It's not a Raya. Because you're starting to say Sha'ilah, Mashav Ruach Rani Geshem, Mashmi Atzeres, it's not a raya that you start saying the same talamata then. You don't start saying the same talamata, which is she'ela, until Zayin Cheshvin. It's not a stira at all. When you stop, that's a stira. Like we said before, there's no svara. Why should you continue saying Ma'aseh Ruach Negeshem? But when you start, it's possible you're starting the she'ela, you're starting the haskara, which is Ma'aseh Ruach Negeshem, before she'ela. Pray the Gemara, Barav Yechanan, b'mokum she'shoel masker. Anytime you show your masker, so you see that you should start saying Saint Talamata right after you being masker ready. And if the Gemara, no, hulav saka itmar. That is talking about when you stop. When you stop, so as soon as you stop saying Saint Talamata, you stop saying Ma'aseh Ruach Negeshem. Like we said a svara before. Pray the Gemara, Barav Yechanan, first hischil lahasker. Once you start saying Ma'aseh Ruach Negeshem, maschil ischol. Pasuk malishol, pasuk malhasker. Once you start saying Ma'aseh Ruach, you start saying Saint Talamata. Once you stop saying Talamata, it's Ma'aseh Ruach. So now it's back shver. Rabbi Yechon says, Pasuk of Yehuda, who starts saying Ma'aseh Ruach, Ashvini Atzeres. So heck you say, you're passing, you start saying Saint Talamata and Zayin Cheshvin. You should start saying Saint Talamata right away. Because the Mokim Sheyask LaHaskir, you start saying She'ela. So it's shver, why don't you start saying Saint Talamata right after Sukkos? Eloi Kasha, you're right. That's what Rabbi Yechon means when he says, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Mahalai Kasha, Halon Vahalahu. One's talking about Bavel, one's talking about Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, you have Tolzai and Cheshvin start saying the same Talamata. In Eretz Yisrael, you start saying it right after Sukkos. So, in fact, the Gemara, Maishtol Yudon, the Islam Peri Vidabra, why is it better, but in Bavel, where the rain doesn't start right away? Because we have Peri stored up in the Dabra in the fields. Lidunami is Tuhu, Oil Regalim. Don't forget, all the way around. The other way around. The Gemara's Keteretz, Halav Alu was, let the Bnei Bavel have Tfuah and Peiros, Sadir, you don't start till Shiva Cheshvin, because you don't want the Peiros to get ruined. Like we said, that in Bavel you start Zayin Cheshvin, when the Peiros get ruined. But in Eretz Yisrael, you can start saying it right after Sukkos. What's the reason? What's the reason we don't want the rain to fall in Bavel? Because the Peiros get ruined in the field. So Eretz Yisrael also, you worry about the early regalim while walking back home for Yontif, you don't want to get wet. Ledu Nami is the early regalim. So, like this, Tamar Akasha. Rabbi Yechon says on one hand, the Pasuk of Yehuda, which means you start saying the same Talamata right after Sukkos. On the other hand, he passes Zayin Cheshvin. What's the Stira? Terry says Zayin Cheshvin is Bavel. Right after Sukkos is Eretz Yisrael. Why? Bavel, you don't want to get wet so fast because they still get the Tvua in from the fields. So, Tamar says, no, and Eretz Yisrael has far also because there, the oil are gone. So Tamar says, you're right. When he said Eretz Yisrael, when he said in Eretz Yisrael, you stop him for rain right after Sukkos, was we're at the Bais HaMikdash Kayim, so there's no oil in Regalim, so rain can start right away. So it's like, Gemara, once you say that chiluk of Ein Bais HaMikdash Kayim, you don't have to say Halon Ahlu, Bavon Eretz Yisrael. Both are talking about Eretz Yisrael. Hash Dos La'achi, Ha Bahaludu. Both Rabbi Yechonans are going to Eretz Yisrael. Loi Kasha. Kan bezman shebeis mikdash kayam he paskin zayin cheshvin. Kan bezman shein beis mikdash kayam he paskin that it's right after Sukkos. Right after Sukkos, that's how he paskin. That's how Yechon paskin. Which we don't paskin like that. We paskin. You don't start right after Sukkos. But upon him, what comes out of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yehuda bar Mishnah, ein echanami you will start saying mash saying talamata right after Sukkos. Right after Sukkos, and you stop saying it the first day of Yom Tov, because Haskara and Sha'ila are Tolis Zavazel, according to Rabbi Yechonah. What? We don't say the same Talmud Chamayt Sukkos, we still don't say the same Talmud. Oh, yeah, same Talmud, yeah. Zog to Gemara, Vanand Islay Trey Yoimai, we who have Sveka de Yoimai, we have 2 days Yom Tov. So when do we start saying Ma'ash of Ruach Mare Geshem? We know Shemina and Saras says Ma'ash of Ruach Geshem. But on the other hand, Shemina and Saras in Chutz Laretz is a Suffolk Shvi. That's why we sit in the Sukkah. Why? Because Suffolk of Shana Rava. So what do you do about Ma'ash of Ruach Mare Geshem? V'nan nesek tre yoyim yehek avdidan. Omer Rav, Maskel v'masafim, you start by Musaf or Shemina and Saras, which is Suffolk Shvi, say Ma'ash of Ruach that Musaf. U'paisik, you stop by Mincha, Arvis v'shachris, because maybe that's Yom Shvi. And then again, on Simchas Torah, you start again Masafim, and then you go on. Which is a shtickle of Pella, because if it's, we're considering it Shmini Atzeres, it's got to be all Dinim, Vosafis, it's got to be this already, we're going to Mincha, Meirev, and Shachar, we're going to say, no, it's back Shoshana Rava, which really the Ran has to cast. The Ran has, V'tamani, and my sphere like the place of a Mincha, V'leinosan l'chol odom v'hem din Shmini Gomor, k'moish onanoigim v'chol din yontem. He says, why don't you get, we consider Shmini Atzeres a full Yom Tov, so why don't we say, like, why don't we do that? So Tosfos' answer is only L'chumra, it's a Malacha and all those things. But maybe the guy with this, we wouldn't say it. That's the Ran answers. the meitzel lechumra. Bakapanim, this happening is still shver. Amalu Shmuel, pukav amal abba laachar shasisi kaidish tasei ochayil shasisi kaidish tasei ochayil. How could it be what you're saying? You're saying is that it's musaf. You say you call it shmini atzeres, so you say mashav v'geshem, and by mincha you don't say. That means you're considering it now ochayil. You're considering it now shana rabba. Ela mashmuel maschav masafim u'mincha. Masafim and mincha you say. Upoisik arvis v'shachris. You stop arvis v'shachris because maybe that simchas torah is a snake of the yomba. So you never say shmini atzeres by night in the morning. Then you stop. V'choyza maschav masafim. Then you stop with masafim. This you understand a little bit because mincha is still shmini atzeres, which we're suffering shmini atzeres. But by night, even if it's shmini atzeres, you don't start. You don't stop shmini atzeres by arvis v'shachris. You only start by musaf. So therefore, he says, you'll start by Musaf. That's what this Mandiyama says. Which Rakuega says, a Shver on the Yashami, who says that really you should start saying by Ma'ariv. The only reason is because no one's going to be there. This Gemara is a Kasha on that Yashami. It's like Frank Rabbi Kivega. So the Gemara invite him. Rav Amano, Rav Agus. Kivin Shahizchil, once you start saying Ma'ariv Ruach Regeshim, Shuvay Nepoisik. You do not stop saying Ma'ariv Ruach. Even Shmina Teres, the Mincha, Ma'ariv, Shachis, he continues saying it. The Chenam Rav Sheshis, Kivin Shahizchil, Shuvay Nepoisik. But Av Rav on the way, Rav also was chayzed. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav, Moina Esrim ve'echad yoyim. You count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, which is Tosh Rabbah, and the next day you say the Mashiv Ruach Moina Geshem. You're not worried about Sveikad Yoyim. Kederuch Shmoina Asar Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Just like you always count 10 days Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you don't keep 2 days Yom Kippur. No Sveikad Yoyim. Same thing here. The Gabi Mashiv Ruach Moina Geshem. There is no Sveikad Yoyim, and 21 days after Rosh Hashanah, you start saying it on the next day, Mashiv Ruach Moina Geshem. Umaschil, v'kivin shehizchil shuvani paisik, you don't stop. V'hilchisa kivin shehizchil shuvani paisik, that even in Chutz La'aretz, we have 2 days Yontif, you say on Shmini Atzeres, Mashiv Ruach Moina Geshem, and you continue, even though the next night is really a Suffolk Shmini Atzeres, so that's the only reason we were doing it, Suffolk Shmini Atzeres, so if it's Suffolk Shmini Atzeres, you shouldn't say Mashiv Ruach Moina Geshem. No, you still say it. Once you start saying Mashiv Ruach Moina Geshem, you continue saying it.